Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27.
He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. That's Micah 6:8. I'm Sandra Flack, Executive Director of Justice for Orphans Ministry and your host for Orphans No More. Joining us today from Virginia is Mary Ann Bell, co-founder and Executive Director of Romanian Christian Enterprises. RCE believes that the poor and oppressed, the widow and the orphan, deserve to be treated with dignity and restored the right to live in families and community. Welcome, Mary Ann.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be with you.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with us today. And let's just start with what is life like for people with special needs, especially orphans, in Romania?
Well, I think as you can imagine, as your listeners can imagine, these are some of the most vulnerable individuals, the most underserved individuals, in a still struggling and often poor community. There are very, very few programs for the disabled. They are often shut away behind doors, and families are often ashamed that they have a disabled child. So while this is probably not unique to Romania, it is certainly still very much a common response to people in that community, to those with disabilities. And, of course, this is exacerbated by a child that is not only suffering from a disability, but who has been abandoned by their family. Imagine a child with no mother and father to love them dealing with the severe disability. So it's a dark place for many of the kids.
I have heard that in Romania, as in many parts of the world, that a child with a disability is often considered by the family and by the community as cursed. There's a real stigma against special needs.
Absolutely. You know, one of the most powerful comments I have ever heard from one of the families of a student in our school for special needs kids, and kids come to our school who have families as well as kids from our group homes. And one of the parents said, after her child was at our school for a couple of years, we had always felt like God was punishing us by giving us this child with a disability. But since we have come to Sunshine School and to understand how God views these children, we see this our child now as a blessing. And so I think that that is exactly what we are looking for, is for that reality to become real in people's hearts, that these children are as loved by God as all other children, and that it is not a curse, and that they can find joy in those children. So indeed, that is a very common response.
So Romanian Christian Enterprises has been serving orphans and special needs children for 25 years in Romania. Mary Ann, what led you to establish RCE?
I had worked in the 70s during the height of the Cold War as a missionary in Yugoslavia, so I was very familiar with Eastern Europe, the needs in Eastern Europe, and had a particular heart for that part of the world. And when communism was defeated and the dictator Nicolae Ceaușescu and his wife were killed, actually on Christmas Day 1989, and shortly thereafter I had the opportunity to travel with some others into that country. And during that time I went into an orphanage and saw what was a horrific human rights abuse. Kids kept in concentration-like environments, hundreds of thousands of kids that the world saw for the first time after that wall of communism came down. And so Romanian Christian Enterprises was born as a response to that suffering.
So Romanian Christian Enterprises is about restoration, restoring dignity and really life to these children, as well as prevention. So we're going to talk all about that. Let's begin with restoration for orphans. What does that look like? What does RCE do to bring about restoration?
So on this particular piece of what we do, and it is very much the heart of what we do, as well as a special concern for your listeners, we believe that God intended children to live in families, not institutions, no matter how good those institutions strive to be. That restoring children to families is at the very, very heart of our call and of our commitment. So kids who have been abandoned or abused, found on the streets, taken out of state institutions, a number of different ways kids come to us. They come into our group homes where they are loved and cared for while we seek Christian families in Romania. And we are an established adoption agency, so kids can be legally placed in families in Romania. Because we're placing special needs kids, and these are older kids, these are not healthy little babies, the families that take these children have a huge, huge challenge and an amazing commitment. And RCE comes alongside and supports them through our counseling program, through many, many different ways that we continue to be a part of that child's life. But the very essence of rescuing the orphan for us is to find a permanent Christian family where they will grow up and be loved.
And part of your, like you said, you have your group homes, your houses, Darius houses and the Sunshine Preschool. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
I can. In fact, let me back up just a little bit, and maybe the easiest way to explain this is through the great tool of alliteration. So RCE does three things. We prevent additional suffering and abandonment of at-risk and vulnerable kids through microeconomic development programs that strengthens poor families so that kids don't end up on the street or an institution. So that's the first thing we do, the prevention. The second thing we just discussed, which is the placement, helping those children find families that can love and care for them, and then supporting those families. And the third thing that we do is provide for kids until that day that they are adopted, or to provide for those children who are not adopted. And we call that provision. So there's prevention and placement and provision. And if you will permit me, I'll give you the story of one boy that I think will explain how each one of those pieces is vital in the life of a child. So RCE's basically created what is an ecosystem of mercy, so that each program, each part of our program, those three things I told you about, are nurturing and sustaining the life and health of the other parts. So picture a little boy named Manu. Manu was brutalized by his father as a little boy. He has the scars on his face and body inflicted by his father. Mm-hmm. He saw his father beat his sister to death, and it was at that moment that he was taken out of his home by the authorities and brought into our group home. So the first thing Manu needed as a little six-year-old boy was a safe place to live and to heal. And that happened for him and for other children when they come into one of our group homes. But Manu also needed a place to learn. He needed to be able to go to school. And there was absolutely no school available that would provide for a child like Manu. So RCE created Sunshine School that welcomes kids from the community as well as our own kids in our group homes. And Manu thrived in that environment. But as he grew, he was one of the children that we did not find a family for. And Manu needed a life plan that fit his special needs. So we created a group home that's designed to help kids like Manu learn life skills as they grow into adults so that they can transition into community. And there he learned to cook and shop and go out on his own and take the tram. And eventually he learned to begin to speak, and he can now write in full sentences. And when he graduated from that program at 18, RCE provides him an apartment and job training and a place for him to live and be a part of community. So Manu's restoration required each piece in that ecosystem, a place to live and grow and learn and be ready for life, and even then eventually to learn a job skill and work in one of our micro-economic enterprises. So he is an example of someone who was rescued for life without being placed in a family. But we have many, many stories of kids who came into our group homes and then went out into families on their own, but who still need the special school, who still need the job training, who still need help living in an environment and a community that rejects disabled people. So does that help, Sandra, in a way show how each piece of the programs work together for the good of each individual child and their special needs?
Yes, yes, that is an incredible story with Manu. And Marianne, how many children have you been able to find Forever Families for there in Romania?
Over 100. I think with this past 2016, it was 105. About half of those kids were not disabled children. They were sometimes smaller kids or kids that were rescued very early. But since 2003 and 2004, we have really focused on the children who have the greatest needs. Mm-hmm. And really, Sandra, without God's people there to intervene, these children have absolutely no hope other than to live behind bars in a very brutal environment. And so we focus on those kids.
Yeah. So can you give us a story or an example of a child that was placed into a family, maybe even a child with special needs, and they've been adopted into a family?
Yeah, I could give you many, but you don't have we don't have the time to hear all the wonderful, wonderful stories. But a little girl named Imola comes to mind, and she was abandoned as an infant. And I tell her story because it is very common. A mother simply gives birth and walks out of the hospital and never sees that child again. And she spent the first 3 years of her life in hospitals and institutions, and we got her at about 4. And the authorities had basically said, you know, this child is unable to learn, she's got cognitive impairment, severely disabled. All those labels had been put on this little girl. When she came into Darius' house and began to receive the love of God's people and good food, and she was safe and she attended Sunshine School, she blossomed. And in fact, she's very bright. And while she has emotional scars, to be sure, she is thriving. And a wonderful couple by the name of Benny and Annie adopted her. Their own children were raised, and they were willing to take her in. And they are so like our other families who have done this wonderful act of mercy. They're not rich or powerful. They look like ordinary folks, but they're not ordinary. They're heroes of the faith who take in a child with disabilities and love them for life.
Mm.
Last year, Imola was baptized in her church. She gave testimony to the God who rescued her. She attends a regular school and keeps up with her peers because God's people intervened.
Incredible. And then the prevention piece, which I love, is where you really restore families and you work with families so that their children do not become orphaned. Can you share with us about that?
I can, and one of the things that immediately comes to mind is what it's like in Europe today. It's having a brutal winter. Many of the rural villages, people are cut off with deep snow, and it's just so cold right there. And as right now, even as we speak, and I think of the families that this year we were able to help build them a new home so that they're warm, or the many families that received a load of firewood right before the storms hit so that they can protect their family from the worst of the conditions. And there is a family by the name of the Bisha family, and they have three children. Their family put them out for long and complicated reasons. They no longer had a place to live, and they were just staying with someone else. RCE came along and helped give them a no-interest loan to start a small goat farm. So they bought a herd of goats with one of our loans. And they sell the products, the cheese and the milk, and RCE is building them a house so that one day they will live in the dignity and safety. And they have their three children go to school. They will stay in school. They will have a chance for this cycle of poverty to be broken once again because God's people intervened. And while this hasn't happened recently, we have had families, Sandra, who were so poor that they came to us and said, we have six kids, we can only feed three. We're going to have to abandon the other three. Can you help us? And what we say is, yes, we can help you, but not by helping you find a place for those three children, but helping you keep all of them. And by the way, we couldn't do this without the help and support of the local churches in Romania. And we work very closely in each community to find that support of the local church, so that as we come around a family, the church is there to follow up.
And that's what the church is called to do.
It is.
So I just want to remind our listeners that this is Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry. To learn more about adoption, foster care, or orphan care, such as we're talking about today, visit our website, justicefororphansny.org. I'm your host, Sandra Flack, and our guest today is Maryam Bell, co-founder and executive director of Romanian Christian Enterprises. RCE is a Christian nonprofit organization that believes the poor and oppressed, the widow and the orphan deserve to be treated with dignity and restored the right to live in families and community. And they've really created an ecosystem of mercy, as Maryam said. So, Maryam, you're in Virginia, but RCE is on the ground in Romania. Tell us about your staff, who works, you know, the day-to-day ministry with the children, and who do you partner with? Tell us about that aspect of it.
I am so glad you asked that, and it's such a key question, and it is at the very heart, I believe, of why God is blessing our work. So RCE is an indigenous ministry, and as you know, that means that it is run, directed, operated by Romanians. While I'm the executive director, my role is to support and provide what is needed for our staff, but almost 100 godly, dedicated, well-trained Christian individuals in Romania are the ones who carry out these acts of mercy every day. The teachers at Sunshine School, the physical therapists, the counselors, the psychologists, the parents. It's God's people in Romania who are doing this amazing work. And our staff is led by a wonderful godly man named Ovi Martin, and I wish that your listeners could hear him someday. He has such a heart for mercy and such a gift of working within the community there and bringing along partners. So it's a Romanian team, and it's all done by Romanians.
Wonderful. And unlike most orphanages or transition homes, there is no aging out at RCE. Does that mean that you care for the children long term, like they don't turn 16 like in many orphanages, or 18 and then they're on their own?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Some of our kids are so vulnerable and have such severe disabilities that they will always need care 24/7. For those kids, we have a home where they will be provided for life.
Mm-hmm.
For kids like Manu, who has an ability to have a more independent life, we will prepare him for life in community, but we will continue to support and protect him and the other kids like him for life. There is, as you said so correctly, no aging out of the programs that RCE provides for these kids.
Mm, wonderful. And another thing that I love about your ministry is the fact that your adoptive families there in Romania are supported long-term as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, oh, my goodness, do they need that support.
Mm.
Just imagine the psychological and physical challenges that these parents need to help their children deal with. And we have summer camps where the kids continue to go to camp and the parents come along, and it's a support group for parents while the kids are at camp. And there are counselors who knew those kids when they lived in our group home, saw them while they're at Sunshine School, and then both help find and identify a family for these children. But those same counselors and psychologists follow up with the kids when they are in families for as long as is needed, which is usually indefinitely. Families remain a part of the support system.
Yeah.
So it's absolutely critical, Sandra, that these families are not left alone in this extraordinary act of mercy that they have committed to.
Yeah, long-term support for adoptive families is vital for success.
Absolutely vital.
Yeah, and permanency. We want this to be permanent, and we don't want to see things disrupted or dissolved.
Exactly, because children who have attachment disorders from having been abandoned and abused, their greatest crying need is to have that permanency, to know that they are loved and that they are safe. One of the little boys, a little boy named Emmy, who had prayed for many, many years for a family, he was a very high-functioning little boy. And when I met him, he'd been in his, after he'd been adopted, for about 6 weeks, I was there and I saw him, and I heard that he was calling his mother and father by their names, by their given names. And I asked him about that, and he said, "If I am still here in June," that was early spring, "then I will call them mother and father."
Mm.
He knew how fragile,
yeah,
from his experience that gift was, and he was afraid to know that it was permanent. So it is absolutely critical.
Mm. Marianne, as we wrap up today, what is on your heart that you really want our listeners to take away from our conversation?
Well, I think that while we have been talking about abandoned and abused and suffering people and children in Romania, it is true that God calls us to care for the needy wherever He places us. For me, it is Romania. But for your listeners to know that wherever there are children in need or people in need, that God calls us to care for them there. And this is not regional. This is not national. This is what God calls us to do. And, of course, Jesus tells us in the story of the Good Samaritan to go and show mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the church does that, when the church is obedient to that, I believe the world sees the true heart of God and is, in fact, drawn to Him.
That's right. We are to act justly and to love mercy. And whether the children that we're called to are in an overseas orphanage or if they're in our own backyard in foster care, we are called to do something, to step forward, and to get involved.
Indeed.
So, Marianne, thank you for all of the work that you and your ministry, Romanian Christian Enterprises, are doing on behalf of orphans and special need children and their families in Romania. And thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Sandra, and thank you for what you're doing and for getting out the word and encouraging people to respond. So thank you very much. It was an honor to speak with you.
Oh, it was my honor and pleasure. To learn more about Romanian Christian Enterprises and how you can get involved in this tremendous work of mercy in Romania, you can visit their website. I've been to their website. It's just incredible to see all the aspects of their ministry right there. It's you don't want to miss this. You do want to definitely check it out. You can go to rcenterprises.org. Romanian Christian Enterprises, that's rcenterprises.org. And if you enjoyed the show today and would like to hear more episodes of Orphans No More, all of our past shows are right on our website. You can listen to topics such as international and domestic adoption, foster care, at Global Orphan Care. Our guests include adoptive parents, foster parents, adult adoptees, agency professionals, missionaries, and orphan ministry leaders around the world. So much to listen to and to learn. And you can help us continue our radio ministry to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless and to encourage and equip and educate foster and adoptive families by making a tax-deductible contribution to Justice for Orphans. All of our shows and the donation button are right on our website, justicefororphansny.org. Again, I'm Sandra Flack, Executive Director of Justice for Orphans. And if you would like to have me speak at your church or event, or if you would like to bring Empower to Connect parent training to your church for foster and adoptive families, contact me either way by email at Sandra Flack, FLACH, JFO@gmail.com. That's Sandra Flack, JFO@gmail.com. Or you can find me on the website as well at the contact button, justicefororphansny.org.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.